like going up against Reed in the past?
It's always, you know, one of the matchups I look forward to. I think, you know, he's if he can stay healthy for a whole year, he's probably one of the top three tight ends in this league. And so, you know, it's one of those things that he's really shifty. It's like playing a receiver. You know, so I'm excited about that matchup. He's healthy, and I'm looking forward to it.
The comment Jay Gruden made to us is that you cover him as well as anyone they face. Mm-hmm. What about that matchup has stood out to you?
I mean, he makes you bring your A game. You know, he'll embarrass you if you don't. And he's just that good of a route runner. You know, he's patient. They give him time and enough targets where he can really change a game. He's problematic for a linebacker to cover and even for a DB. And so he's one of those rare breeds of size, speed, and agility. Catches the ball well. He's a competitor. So, like I said, I'm always having to be on my A game when I come guard Jordan.
What do you have to do as a defense? You also have to account for like a slot receiver plus Jordan Reed.
Yeah. I mean, there are matchups, you know, that we're going to have to win. You know, you got Crowder in the slot, Terrell Pryor outside, Jordan Reed there, and then they want to go to 12 personnel. You know, do you want to put a linebacker on Davis, you know, or a linebacker on Reed, or do you want to bring a nickel in, but then they can run the ball as well? So they create a lot of different, you know, matchup issues because of the versatility and the skill that their tight ends have, that the slot receivers have. As well as the guys on the outside. So it's good thing about us, though, we got a versatile bunch on the back end. So we're looking forward to all of those matchups, all of those one-on-ones, and see if we can get the best of them.